Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
I'm on lemon face.
All right.
It doesn't breathe very well.
I don't think it'll sink. I don't think it'll sink. I don't think it'll shrink.
Slap your belly. Yeah, I'm the fattest one. See,
that is pretty taut, isn't
if,
it?
If we're not recording that, we should have been. That's the intro right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we were.
Good.
What about your belly? Does it wiggle waggle?
His doesn't, bro. His is like a turtle shell. Look at that. It don't go anywhere.
It wiggles a little bit.
It's too much.
Your stuff. Oh, yeah. Your stuff's fucking.
Bro, I got that Homer Simpson. Look at that blubber fly.
That's actually good because that means that fat's easy to lose.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is like.
Tell that to my exercise routine over the last 4 years.
Is that how that
years.
Works? If it's taut?
This is
yeah.
Firm. This
yeah.
is firm. And
that's why beer bellies are like fucking rock hard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
You're like this close to losing that shit.
I mean.
If you altered your diet a little bit.
Look at that.
Dude, I haven't had like. This is a record for me. I haven't had fast food in like 3 weeks.
I haven't had fast food in like 3 hours.
It's
fun. I got one.
It's actually, I got two sausage McMuffin with egg.
Oh, dude.
I got two.
Dude, I drive by McDonald's right now. I'm like, oh.
Dude, that's one of the few blessings about my new place is it's
can you
McDonald's
not
is slightly
use the
farther.
Word blessings.
I would, dude. I drive by and I'm like, I would fuck a sausage McMuffin right now.
I would have
fuck a sausage burrito right now.
Mm. That too.
I'd let it fuck me.
Yeah.
It's a whole
I would fuck sausage.
Yeah, you are a fuck
just
sausage.
By yourself.
You're a fuck sausage.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
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 Number number nah.
Number number nah. Number number nah.
You're hey.
Unbelievable.
Hey, dummies.
Yeah.
Guess what time it is?
What time?
It's time to do the show. Dude.
It's time to do the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Hookuser Podcast, episode 323. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong, little días. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
Well, well, well. Here we are again. There's Mateo, there's Jorge, and there's Ree!
Yes.
Yes.
That's good. He's been saving that up for almost
yeah,
3 weeks.
Yeah, dude, that's a 3 week old Ree right
yeah.
there.
It has been a lot. A lot of stuff has gone
He's
down.
Like, I've been waiting to blow that for a while.
So, how you been?
Holy shit, bro. It's like, it's been. 3 weeks?
It's approximately 1 million degrees in this recording area right now.
It's fucking hot.
It feels a whole lot like when we first started recording in that fucking dungeon of yours.
It's almost October and it's as hot as it's been.
Yeah, people are all like, oh, thank you, Autumn. It's great. And I'm like, y'all bitches.
It's like, where the fuck is Autumn at? Where's she hiding?
Yeah, in 1990.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that was different.
Nah, this is second summer. This is like hot summer. And the hot summer goes into September and October now, and then California catches on fire even
it's just,
more.
It's just fat boy summer over and over and over again.
I'm glad we got to establish who's the fattest one here. Look at that. You want to see me make a butt with my stomach?
Yeah, but you're also the tallest one here.
Yeah, which so makes it even worse.
It stretches that bitch out.
Makes it even worse.
So
speaking
Matthew.
Of stretching bitches out.
What?
Yeah, buddy. What are you saying?
Well, no, I would like you to continue.
No, I was just making a joke.
Just making a joke.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Matt?
Just making a joke.
Like you're so active, I'm like confused about what you've been doing the last 2 weeks.
I honestly don't even remember when we recorded last.
The Night House.
Oh, it's because you weren't involved in the episode at all.
Yeah, it's true. So for me, it's been
Got
like
him?
A month. I went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight. I watched a bunch
of wrestling. You hung
out
with the homie Irish?
I did. I ate way terribly. That
to
was
surprise no one.
Something. I did really nothing in Chicago. The only thing I did was I went to the Bean, that big silvery bean thing.
What's the point of that thing?
I don't know.
Just a art?
It's an art. Mm. It's like you stand underneath it and it looks pretty cool and then you take a picture and... That's it. So
it's literally just a
art. We spent literally 3 minutes there, and I'm like, cool,
giant stainless steel clitoris?
It's like a giant stainless steel apple mouse.
Apple mouse?
Yeah, like look at George's mouse.
Yeah, look at a mouse that's made out of apple, dude.
Yeah. You have like an animal, like an apple mouse.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Apple mouse is a good band name, by the way.
I went to Chicago, and then I saw Newfound Glory, and...
That shit's a mistake.
Fuck yeah,
I've been dating, which is weird. Mm.
Is that what you want to call it?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because he literally has only been dating.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
a little... Wait, don't... Why? That's a technical fact. It's technical.
I mean, fair.
It's technical jargon. You don't have to take it out.
Fair. Fair enough. I'm not taking it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. I am marking it for review, though.
And okay, I moved. Idea. I moved into my own place for the first time ever, and the movers broke my fucking television.
That's awesome. Cool. I love that for you.
Yeah. What, my broken television? Yeah. I live in my own spot. It's weird. It's cool. My dog is adjusting.
I helped via proxy.
Yeah, you let me use your truck.
Yeah.
Which I used to clean out the Who Goes There storage unit. And
that's
nothing
fine.
Else. it is good to have my guitar and my banjo back at the house. But yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even know what I've done. I'll tell you what I haven't done, and that's watched anything. So you can skip me when we get to that. But other than that, man, it's kind of like my whole life just started over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm supposed to go do that Big Wave Dave movie next week.
Oh, they finally got cleared from COVID?
Yep. And my work finally wants me to come back. And I'm ooh, we'll see about that. They want to put me on light duty, so I probably wouldn't go to the 12-hour shift.
Yo, bro, can you put me on the lightest duty?
Yeah, can you put me on, like, stay at home and still do nothing duty? Because that's tight.
Can I watch Heartbeats from my house?
I wish literally I could. I fucking could do it so easily. And they won't. They won't do it. HIPAA or something, I don't know.
Yeah, gotta be HIPAA. What about you, dude?
Well, this gentleman's talking about life starting over.
Ugh.
Well, I'll do the... I've given this spiel a bit the last couple weeks, so I'll do the condensed
version. Oh, I don't think they've heard about the change, right?
Who's they?
The listeners.
They know that he got
a new job.
I mentioned
something about the job on the previous time at Nighthouse.
Okay.
So, just to recap, this place is an industrial warehouse. And I had no experience in that field, and I was transparent about that, right? And so the guy who hired me, I told him that, and he's like, don't worry, man, just be confident.
Take it till you make it.
And it's like, well, there's being confident, and then there's acting like you know how to do shit that you don't. Like, that you're speaking to someone who prior to the last couple weeks had never driven a fucking forklift. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway... Long story short, within a couple days of me working there, 2 or 3 days, we get and I'm learning, and I'm things are going well, and I'm having an issue navigating these questions, like, where'd you come from? And blah, 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 blah. And it's like, the guy he hired me to replace still works there, and he's training me.
Oh.
And he's not in the fucking loop about what's going on, so I'm supposed to act like that's not going on.
Oh.
And he was really fucking cool. And training me really well.
Meanwhile, you're just like, damn, I'm stealing your job, homie.
And I don't know shit. And I'm trying to act like I do. Which is impossible. Because
you're like, oh yeah, the 3/4 inch? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, like, you a home wrecker. Care about that. Exactly. And I'm like, I'm telling.
Oh, it comes in 12 feet length? Oh, I'm used to 13 and a half.
There you go.
I got one. No, but then, so like... I'm telling Nico this.
Can you imagine
anyway,
if somebody comes up with like an issue and he just does that?
So the day I start, the guy who hired me,
I got one.
The fucking guy who hired me calls in sick. So
on your first day,
on my first day, and so he's not there to buffer this communication or be there. And then he calls in sick the next day, and he tells me, I'm not gonna lie, I've been having a too good of a time over here, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay,
over
man,
where
he was getting fucked up. Right. And I'm like, yeah, I figured, man, but anyway.
Yeah, I could
we
gather
get a fucking
that.
Microsoft team or my yeah Microsoft Teams message in the morning of the third or fourth day there, and it says, this is just notifying the team that the person who hired me is no longer working for Omega Industries, or for this place. For
the company.
For the company.
So he hired you And then first week, he just kept calling out, and then he got fired. And meanwhile, you are being trained by the guy you're replacing, who has no idea you're
replacing. This is going on. Exactly.
What the
fuck? I used every coping mechanism that I had been telling clients, which is don't awfulize, has nothing to do with you. And it's like, well, now what the fuck do I do? Because the only reason, like the narrative that was painted to me was, you'd report only to me, I'll have your back, et cetera, this and this. Now he's fired. And then I'm like, I text him and I'm like, could it have anything to do with the fact that you hired a guy for a fucking starting wage that's really high with no fucking previous experience and didn't communicate to the warehouse guy who's currently there that he was going to be leaving and that the guy he was training was going to, you get what I'm saying? All of that?
Because, I mean, it could also be because he was getting fucked up and calling out of work.
Exactly. And then he's like, it was other stuff too, I'm sure. So it's like, well, yes. In any case, to summarize things, it wasn't long before they approached me, the person who took over HR, and she's like explaining the situation, and they're like, yeah, well, we like the guy who's there, so I don't know what he said and this and this and this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he's been doing a really good job. And then she's like, well, yeah, he likes you a lot too. But I said, well, look, I'm flexible because I'm here. I gave my 2 weeks. I'm only at the other place in part-time capacity, and they filled two positions at the other job.
Oh, damn, that's quick.
Yeah, and I was happy for them that was able to happen that way.
It just goes to show you that companies do not give a fuck about you.
Well, yep. Well, they'd been looking to fill another position for months, and a guy popped up, so the timing was fucking great on that front. Anyway, so I fucking, they give me a, they can, you know, I'm looking into, they made the offer and I fucking signed it, but they can rescind that offer. They can take that shit back. And so I fucking, and then I talked to the VP guy because he wanted to talk to me. And they're like, well, here's the thing. Like, you don't have previous industrial warehouse experience? I was like, no. And I was very clear and transparent about that on the resume. And they're like, what resume? I'm like, the resume I gave to the HR guy. He's like, well, he didn't have one on file. And so give it to them, and they're like, wait a minute, you're from the substance use counseling field? I'm like, yeah. And this would afford me the opportunity to go to school in the evenings, and the pay thing was a substantial increase, and I don't mind physical work and learning. And they're like, well, you seem like you have a real good attitude, so we can, like, we feel bad and this and this. I said, well, I appreciate that, because currently the other job's not available.
Yeah.
And so they fucking gave me a new offer, which is a substantially less amount. And then as a laborer.
Is it more than you were making at the other place?
It's the same, because they said, what were you making at the other place? And I told them.
Oh, you freaked them.
And they matched it. Well, that's just how I am, though. And then fucking, and then so they matched it. But the thing is, they start laborers at $15 an hour, I found out. So they're like, so if you could keep that on the down low, that would be great. And anyway, it's been day to day to day, and I actually really enjoy the work, and I'm getting to know the guys and all that stuff, and I'm doing well. And within like the last 48 hours, they asked if I fucking, they were going to put me out in the field as a laborer, and they're like, we'd like to keep you in the warehouse here just as the assistant yard guy.
There you go.
And I was like, okay. So it's happening fast.
Okay, well, it's good, right? So things are moving.
So it's still fucking cool, but it's not what it was supposed to be. But if I had gone in there and acted all entitled or freaked out, or when Nico left, if I had freaked out and blah, 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 I'd be fucked. But I didn't do that, thankfully. And if Ernie didn't like me, the guy who was training me, because I was super respectful to that fucking guy. Because I don't know why fucking, what was going on. But anyway, like, he's like fucking.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, meanwhile, MHS, where I was working before, or yeah, this other place, they have openings.
I like that he's trying to be like,
well, yeah,
at least a little bit secretive, but he's like, each time he's mentioned,
because look, right. I'm not gonna lie, a fucking huge pay increase like that was a huge fucking motivator here, right? But they
when you told me, I was like, there's no reason not to.
Yeah. Well, and that's what my thinking was. If I'm gonna move forward with school in the evenings and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's openings at East County Drug Court, which is actually a really tight program. Like, and I say tight, not like that's hella tight, but it is. And there's openings at Central, and so my program manager at the place I was working said to apply there, and now I've talked to them, and so they're gonna be offering me a full time position, a day one. So I don't know where the fuck I am, because I actually kind of like where I'm at now, but it's physical work. Whereas the other thing makes more sense if it's a day job and I'm going to be going to school towards psychology stuff. Because what are you going to say, that you were working fucking at an industrial warehouse while you're pursuing a psychology degree?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. But I mean, like, you're not getting work experience, okay?
Yeah, your life makes me tired.
It makes me fucking tired.
You had so much work experience already.
But it's fucking cool, I have to say. That's what I mean. Like, I've just been, like, soaking up the experience.
Wanna soak up the experience?
Yeah, like Sheryl Crow. Like, are you really singing Sheryl Crow? I was like, what?
In the middle of all this bullshit, I got a car. I got a fucking.
You did.
I got a 2019 Nissan.
That,
Leaf.
You know what was funny about the whole thing is that, like, the car was the thing that bummed me out the most. I was like, dude, he just bought a new fucking car.
He just bought
with
a
the
Leaf.
Expectation of this fucking wage. Yeah. And then I'm like, fuck, man, like, what's he gonna do? And I'm like, he's just gonna keep the car. What else would you do?
I'm gonna keep the car and I'm gonna keep the job and then I'm gonna see what the other. So now it's what this is what they call quality problems in the recovery field. Like, I have pretty soon
an abundance of jobs.
Yeah, it'll be which job do you want?
Yeah,
yeah, which job do you want to do? Because they're fucking completely different.
Yep.
And all he really wants to do is a blowjob. What about you? What'd you do?
I spent entirely too much money on a fridge, a microwave, and a new mattress this last weekend. That was not tight. I do not enjoy spending money on shit that I do not want to. A refrigerator, a microwave, and a mattress.
How much?
Too much. Far too much.
We're omitting information now. I like that.
Would you like to know, like, the exact number? Is that what you're asking?
What?
Yeah, I would see, like the to difference know the brand. Is he asked directly. What's and now the you're just like, no.
I don't have to be cagey about it. We spent $4,000.
What?
That's a lot.
Does that, well, you were talking about blowjobs. Does this refrigerator suck you off?
It should.
Dude,
like,
I don't.
The ice machine just
this
sucks
ice,
you off?
This ice is really cold, and the water's pretty good.
I want just, some fucking ice.
Just going to say that. So you can chew it in the microphone?
Yeah?
No, well, but fans but, over but here yeah, fucking... dude, it was an expensive weekend for Labor Day. It was fricked.
Yeah, like the irony, bro. It's like you're fucking celebrating your labor by spending the money that you worked so hard to get.
I try not to do that thing where I'm like, how many hours of work?
Oh, I do that all the time,
and because it I would spiral
Ooh,
down.
Yep. That's a good little game to play with yourself.
It's not, dude, because I do it all the time. I'm like, if I buy this,
it's called so
slavery.
Bad.
If yeah. I buy this thing, like, because I'm thinking about buying this fucking Lego Ghostbusters Ecto-1, right? And I'm thinking, I go, that's like...
That's the reality, dude. Two.
Okay, that's how many hours of work?
Okay,
fuck.
Well, the difference between that is, like, that's a thing that's either going to sit in a box on your shelf or sit assembled on your shelf getting no use. The fridge is a very important thing to have in a family of four people.
And the mattress is where I fuck.
Well, yeah. Well, not only that, man. Like, one of the smartest things I ever heard was don't cheap on things that go between you and the floor. So, like, chairs, your bed, and your shoes. Don't go cheap on them shits.
No. Ergonomics, dude.
Yeah. Take it from somebody with back surgery.
Did you go cheap on that shit?
I got a $5,000 bed,
he's
bro.
He's spent a shitload on his bed, dude.
Like, I hired movers to move my fucking bed, and it's so heavy because of the mechanical base that, like, they needed me and Rick to do it, too.
I don't want to hear any more about him.
About
Rick?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. We're gonna go watch wrestling on Friday. Hey, if you want to go see bloody wrestling again in L.A. on Friday.
What about tonight, dude?
What about tonight? We could go tonight if you want.
Fuck you guys.
You want to go to wrestling?
You can go to
tonight?
Wrestling tonight, too.
No.
Yeah. Well, then fuck off.
We could catch a new strain of COVID.
I know that you don't want to do fun stuff. That's why I hit up him.
That's a fucking lie, man. I just got to plan it.
Who? Riggedy Rhett?
Yeah.
What have you watched, my dude?
Wait, I did watch Money Heist. That's the one thing I watched. And you watched that.
I did.
If you watch it, you haven't seen any.
No, he hasn't seen any of it.
No. That's the one with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Money
on
Tower.
On a train.
I had a client tell me to watch it, though. And it's a foreign show?
It's Spanish from
Bunch
Spain.
Bunch of foreigners.
La Caja Papel or some bullshit?
La Casa de Papel.
Yeah. I thought it's called Money Heist.
It's a stupid-ass translation of the title. Yeah. It would be much better if they called The Paper House.
Every time you said that, I'm like, what other kind of fucking heist is there? Yes, it's a money heist.
A jewel heist. Dummy.
But it's all about money.
Right, but he said, what other kind of heist is there? There's a jewel heist.
Yeah, but those are money.
They're jewels.
Your heist, your valuables. Unless you're...
Okay,
then
call it a valuable heist.
Unless
money is paper that you can then exchange for goods
heist,
and services.
Unless you're stealing, like, Wagyu beef to eat it, then it's a beef heist.
Yeah, right?
How about that?
Wagging beef, like beef curtains?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Wagging.
It smells like Arby's.
Arby's is good. I miss Arby's.
Yeah. I liked it. You didn't like it. It was zany. It was zany as
no,
fuck.
No, and I don't. Was it zany? Was it zany, dude? Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, all the goofy shit that they've encountered in the last, like, four seasons, now they've really fucked it. Like, the whole bit at the end with What's-Her-Face, with Tokyo, I'm like, oh, okay, he's jackhammering up the fucking ceiling. Like, are you actually fucking kidding me right now? That was so great.
But still, like, it had fucking rad parts.
Bro, just get her ass down the goddamn dumbwaiter.
But what's his fuck, dude? Fucking, the fucking idiot that's always causing Arturo. God, why have they not shot him? I mean, I understand why they haven't shot him, but why have you not fucking shot him?
They shot him twice.
Saved him. Let him die. Fuck him. Fuck him. I would have thrown his ass out on day one. You know what, bitch?
Because the whole deal is that they want to. I like the morality of it, is that they don't want to kill anybody.
Then don't kill him. Throw him out the door.
Why do you like that morality?
He is a liability.
What, they're not killing anybody, dude?
Yeah, they're not killing people, dude.
He's a pacifist.
I don't like killing anybody, dude.
I don't want to play.
If it's a video game, I'll kill people.
Let me have all your guns, then.
I don't kill people with my guns, dude.
No. I just keep them in the closet, dude.
They're collector's items.
No,
they're phallic symbols.
He keeps them in a wall safe in the closet.
You keep them in a wall safe. And they're for practice.
Killing people.
I got one, yeah! He shoots some bullets. I got one! No, I mean, I shoot paper. That's what I shoot.
Yeah.
It's
fucking... All right.
I stack paper, bro. I'm not saying anything.
What about your weightlifting? What's the point of that?
I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but how many weights does he have?
What's the point of it? You don't want to ask me that. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay,
You don't like it when we talk about weightlifting.
I don't... Well, no, I just don't... That's why I don't talk about guns.
Well, that's why you don't talk about it, because you don't want to expose yourself that you don't really have a good reason to have them.
No, I like them.
I have mine because I want to shoot somebody that tries to break into my house.
No. No, it's not.
Why do you have a car?
He brought it up. To get from point A to point B.
I have a gun because I like them.
Because when they invented vehicles, at first it wasn't like everyone had one, but as soon as the market expanded, then the destinations and locations got less and less local.
You know what else you could do?
So now you need one.
You know what you could do? You take a bus.
Yeah. But you know,
years I actually did that.
Then there you go.
But you know why you need guns?
Because I have an informed opinion about the bus.
You know why you need guns? Because back in the day, before the invention of cars, we used to live far away and we didn't have to deal with anybody. And now people just keep fucking
because they had
because people keep fucking because they had nothing else to do. So now there's more and more of us. Some people are good and some people are bad. And sometimes bad people try to come and get in your house and do bad things. And sometimes those bad people need to be shot.
Speaking of which,
if it's in a fucking wall safe. Hold on, buddy. Let me get to the safe real quick before you kill my kids.
I mean, you know, there's other safety, like, you know, the deadbolt and the cameras and the dog and, like, you know, all those other things.
15 pounds of pressure to break a neck.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's just going to walk up. He's going to be like, Mr. Killer, I'm sorry. Can I see your head real quick?
You brought up the fucking guns.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring them up?
What, you want to talk about guns like I ain't got none? What, do you think I sold them all? Yeah.
He should have sold them all.
You've never been shooting, huh?
No, I haven't. I don't know shit
about it. If he hadn't have sold them all, maybe his house wouldn't have gotten robbed. There you go.
Whose house?
Dr. Dre.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Maybe
they robbed his guns, among other things.
No, they robbed his house.
He's like, what do you think? I sold them all? They're like, oh, he didn't sell them. How are you going to rob him?
What are you going to rob a gun for? The bullets? You rob somebody's house.
Because the guns are fucking worth money.
It's a money heist.
Money heist, bro.
But you can't rob a gun.
You sure fucking can.
I don't think so.
Arms dealers and arms heists.
What do you mean you can't? What do you mean you can't rob a gun?
He said they're gonna rob the gun. And it's like, no, you're gonna
rob
the gun. Yeah, you can't rob the gun. You're gonna rob it just for
like it's gonna rob just for bullets. The brave little toaster.
You know what's fucked up is he was only brave because he wanted to kill himself and decided not to.
That's true.
Like
that's
as a kid, you're just like he's brave because he's going on this adventure. No, that motherfucker wanted to off himself. All the time, in a fucking tub. Yeah,
I should rewatch that,
bro. Like those old movies and kids shows and stuff. Like, there's a lot of fucked up stuff
Holy
in there.
Shit. Anywho,
they wonder why we're the way we are.
Money heist kind of sucked. They have a new season coming out in December.
I'm in. Everybody gonna die.
What about you, little homie?
I watched. It's been a couple weeks. I watched
about you.
It's been a while. I watched a film called Dead Calm. Have you ever heard of this? from 1989.
It's on a boat?
Yeah, it's on a fucking boat with Billy Zane and Nicole Kidman and Sam Neill.
I have seen this movie.
Dude, I had always seen the cover of this movie.
Yeah, it's like a schooner.
Yeah,
on a horizon.
It's all red.
You dumb bastard. It's not a schooner. It's a sailboat.
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid head.
You know what?
There is no Easter Bunny.
There you go. Glad we could all do that together.
That's a fucking, that's good. We united on that.
George front. Lobbed that softball and we fucking knocked it out of the park, bro. Self high five. There you go.
Yeah, that movie was actually pretty enjoyable. It's on Shudder, and I had always grown up seeing the cover at fucking Blockbuster. Never wanted to watch it, because why would a kid want to watch a fucking movie that looked like that?
Yeah.
But it's pretty minimalist, and Sam Neill is a good guy, you know?
He's a good guy.
I like him. And there's some hilarious shit, too. Like, he shoots a flare gun into the dude's mouth. Yeah. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I watched a movie called A Cure for Wellness.
That's a good flick.
You saw that?
I've seen that.
Yeah.
You both seen that. Mm-hmm. So that's 2017. It's already like a cult classic.
It's good. You love that term. You really do.
Well, I seek those out.
I think when Hans listens to all the episodes over again, he just needs to count how many times you say cult classic.
Because I try to watch a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, look, every movie's a cult classic depending on what cult you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's the cult of the human species, then it's a cult about 8 billion people.
Or if it's a cult about delusional surfers, you're talking about Web of Life.
Right,
dude.
You know, in a universal sense, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
What about a universal soldier?
Damn, you got me. You got me!
I was actually pretty impressed with the movie. That movie is like. So it's Gore Verbinski, and he did The Ring, and then he did Mouse Hunt, but he did the fucking Pirates movies.
What is Mouse Hunt?
You never saw that? Don't worry about it. He did Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's actually the thing in Chicago. It's the
Oh, the bean. The Apple Mouse.
It's the Apple Mouse Hunt. Yeah. But he did the fucking Pirates trilogy, and he did Rango, and he wanted to, like, do something super weird and fucking horrific, and you guys saw it, and they gave him a big budget because he had made several billion dollars. To make this movie that would never get that fucking kind of budget. And it's just like, you guys have both seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The production design is fucking crazy. It's 2.5 hours. Not everything works, but a lot of it kind of does. And it's super fucking graphic and gross as fuck. So I don't know. It's a pretty, thematically, it's a very strong movie, I thought. What'd you guys think?
Agreed.
Yeah. I don't remember. I had to watch Candyman again because I couldn't remember any of it from 2 weeks ago. You think I remember A Cure for Wellness?
Candyman or Candy Cane?
Yeah, so 2017. Interesting watch. The Aviator. I watched that. That movie's fucking good.
That's a good one.
Isn't that good?
Fucking Cate Blanchett. Oh, what are you doing, buddy?
It's fucking great.
And then Gwen Stefani shows up for like 30 seconds.
And Sophia.
Yeah, but I bet they put her name on the poster.
Hi,
yeah.
Sophia.
Sophia had not seen it, and she really enjoyed it until she didn't.
When did she stop enjoying
well,
it?
Well, there's the beginning where it says Miramax.
Ew! Oh, yeah.
Then there's like, later
before
on,
the movie started.
There's later on where Howard Hughes is trying out women to work for him. You know? And so it's like, oh, fucking Weinstein loves this part. Like, do more of that. Yeah, like, do more of that.
Dude, have you watched? Does she think it's gross when Tarantino puts feet in his movie, which is like every movie?
She... Not that I've heard her mention. She's not huge on Tarantino, though. She didn't like Once Upon a Time and... In that's, Hollywood.
That's I didn't bother mistake. Watching it.
And I know.
Have you guys watched the Weinstein documentary on HBO Max?
I started, I watched one episode and
holy
I was like,
shit.
No, I know,
dude.
I was really impressed with how comprehensive it was. And then I'm like, this is extremely comprehensive and I don't want to spend this much time.
It's too comprehensive.
I don't want to spend this much time with this. I don't want to, like, I have RuPaul to watch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, fuck.
He's like, on that note, I watched RuPaul.
I watched some fucking RuPaul. That show, it's a fun show. It's a great.
I've
cool.
seen like three episodes.
And it's cool to be working, like doing manly fucking work.
I thought you were saying doing meth. I was like, yeah, bro.
Manly work in the sun with these fucking machismo guys and it's going well. And then watching RuPaul, like it's a good.
So what you're telling me is that we should all go to brunch at Lips.
Oh,
bro,
fuck
Lips
yeah.
is tight. I don't know how tight it'll be now that I don't
Sophia's
drink
never
anymore.
Been there.
Let's go to Lips for brunch.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. We have to schedule it. I looked
it's
into
super
it.
Close
I actually
to my
looked
house
into
too.
That.
I went there for either brunch or bingo. Or something.
For the listener, Lips is you could probably gather that Lips is a restaurant and a performing little performance venue with drag people.
Did they have food? I don't even remember.
Yeah, they have food. Yeah, there's brunch, bro.
Like I just remember getting hammered. Yeah, I got brought on stage to fake an orgasm, and I got a free drink.
You got a free orgasm.
I mean, I faked one. Just spit on her.
For
back.
Once, the guy fakes the orgasm.
Can you imagine Matt faking an orgasm? My God,
I've done it. You just pull out and spit on their back.
You remember
what?
Yeah. Sometimes. Why did you fake an orgasm?
Because sometimes
you're
tired and you don't want to keep going, and so you're just like, I just want to be.
When that's happened,
they just pull out and spit on their back.
Well, it's, you know, like when,
wow, I just,
you Matt, know, when you're going like for the second time or the third time and you're just like,
what? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, has that
what?
Ever happened? No, no, that's what?
No, yes, yes.
It's happened, right?
Yes,
and fucking,
just kidding.
And,
my refractory period is like 4 days
where you're like, where you're like fucking, I could go forever and you've just done all the work you can do.
You're saying all things that make no sense to me.
It's like, you know, dude, I can go forever. You have a huge cock. And like your refractory period is like 30 seconds. Yep. You can go on forever. Right, guys? Right? Yep. Right? Yeah?
Hanging down there, you know, below
like,
your shorts.
You know when your significant other has come more times than you can count? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah?
No, man.
Actually, well, I do.
Yeah, well, when that kind of things happen... I'm not saying it's a regular occurrence, but when it does happen...
He's like, regular enough, bro.
It's so gratifying. It's like... I hit a wall where it's like, I'm not going to come again. But you got to like tell her, look, I'm not going to come again. And it's like, then they get like real motivated, you know, like, oh, you're not. Okay.
Oh, you mean they get desperate?
And it's like, no, I'm not good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm
you're just
glad.
Mashing it now.
You know?
Jesus Christ.
But, dude, these fucking afternoon shows are always like wild.
They're always weird, man.
I think it's because we just haven't had the weight of the day crush us yet.
Well, I think too, normally they're hot because it's just
they're
like
hot.
The middle of the
day.
Yeah.
It's just because it's hot in Spring Valley.
I
no
mean,
matter
we're
what time.
Sitting here with open shirts. Like
except for
this fucking square.
Open up, homie.
Fine, I'm fucking open up.
Hey, little homie.
Dude,
open up.
When that fan comes through here and just gets my naked fat, it feels so good.
Pure pressure on this ass.
Are you consenting to fucking showing us your tits?
I'm gonna take a picture of my tits and put them on fucking Instagram.
I went to the theater and saw a couple films.
Dude.
Before you get into that, are we gonna do Malignant?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's thankfully in.
It's
streaming.
On H. Okay,
it's on
but
HBO
I,
Max.
I didn't know if we were doing
Thank
it or not.
God.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. I think.
I'd highly recommend seeing Malignant in the theater.
That's not going to happen.
I highly recommend shutting them.
And I will say nothing else.
Yeah. All right, cool. I already had a problem today, like in the fucking theater with people just talking all the time.
All right, cool.
I saw another movie in the theater, though, called Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi?
And the Ten Rings. And I'll be God fucking damned because Black Widow, not good.
Not good.
Not impressed. You and I both were not impressed by that fucking movie.
But Black Widow is the last Marvel thing you've seen in a good bit, right?
In a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that Loki was great.
You missed out on Loki.
I really want to watch. Well, I can still watch. I'm about to get Disney Plus again because I, as a
the What If series.
I really want to watch What
Super
If.
Super good. They just did the zombie stuff, which is like.
Which kind of makes me low-key sad because I was hoping.
Loki.
Loki sad. I was hoping they would do a zombies movie. And that probably lessens.
I mean, they still could, depending on the reception of the actual episode.
Like, it would be fucking huge. But I mean, again, why would they rush to that right now? They got a lot to do before they start, you know, getting to that stuff in film form. But Shang-Chi, though, is one of, I'll put it, it works as a fantastic martial arts movie.
Okay.
It's one of the best origin films I've seen. And origin films.
One of the best orgy films?
Origin films. Those are where they're showing the origin of a character. It's fucking great. It works. The fantasy world building is great. It doesn't have a lot of lore that's connected to the 20 plus other films. So as a standalone, it's very watchable. The guy who's in the lead role comes from background as a stuntman. So he's doing the stuff in camera. They do have CGI like with these set pieces, but the physical stuff is real and they did CGI around it. And that's very apparent. And they have these long, unbroken shots
but with Marvel fucking stuff.
That's
happening.
Awesome.
It's a great fucking.
From what I understand, the main actor comes from real humble beginnings. Like he was like a stock photo. Like he was in stock photos and worked his way up to a fucking Marvel movie, man. Like that's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. So all right, cool. Yeah, Shang-Chi.
Yeah, the fucking soundtrack's good. It's a blast. It has the mandatory third act CGI blowout, but it's pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
So
highly
recommend it. Aquafina is in it and very funny. The jokes land pretty well.
You do or you do not? I do, I like her as well.
Like
yeah.
I don't like her name. I don't understand.
I don't like her name either, but like I like her.
I like Dasani more than Awkwafina.
I'm a Deja Blue guy myself.
I'm out.
If you smart water, you dumb.
Yeah, right? Rick.
And I began watching a new film. It's available to stream last night, and I'm not going to speak on it till I've finished it, but it's called Karen. And
Karan.
Oh wait, aren't we doing an episode on that? Or were we gonna do that for Patreon, right?
I think if you guys want, because I gotta tell you, it is fucking hilarious so far.
Okay,
that should be a Patreon.
It's
one.
Horrible. I've already said too much.
All right, good.
But yeah, that's it. Oh wait! I saw Malignant. I mentioned that, but I'm not gonna say shit. Okay.
I remember when I said I did that thing where I was rewatching Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and it wasn't as good as what people remembered, like starting at like season 3.
Yep,
bro,
you're in season 5 now. Huh?
No, I'm at the end.
You just
like blew through. Holy, it's been like 3 weeks.
Season Holy 3 is fucking fantastic.
Shit, man,
to that.
Like I am an actual. I'm in disbelief at how badly that show falls off, dude. When you get to the point where the fucking zombie dragon comes up, I'm so like,
is that the last season?
It's like the end of the second to last season and like the last season. Who cares?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I don't even know where I'm at like season wise right now. I'm just like,
no, because once six is done, bro. I'm surprised it got good relatively again at six with Battle of the Bastards.
Well, it had moments like, you know, like the Cersei blowing up like everything
was fucking great.
Was tight as fuck. Tommen jumping out the window was tight as fuck. The Battle of the Bastards, tight as fuck.
Right. Those are the last two episodes of season six. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's good, but like
season seven comes
else.
In and rushes everything.
Yeah.
And then season eight comes in and it's worst of the
well,
thing.
Dude,
which is funny because they took forever to do season
six. I gotta be honest with you, like there are moments in this series that are like amazing. Like when you figure out that when you see Jorah's being cured of the grayscale, like all like that stuff is pretty cool.
Oh, that happened. I had no idea that even happened.
Jorah Mormont.
Mm-hmm. And there are just really neat moments. Like, dude, a fucking zombie dragon, that should be tight as fuck.
No, but it comes off like Fast and Furious zombie.
But it's
dragon.
Not, dude. It's not like it's like this stupid ass idiot flies all three of her dragons for no fucking reason, and it's like, bitch, what are you doing?
That's a mistake.
When you build shit up that long, that's again like with the battle with the White Walkers.
Yeah,
this is the event. It's been building up to.
Yeah,
one episode, one night.
Anywho.
And it was hella dark.
That's just
and it was horribly shot, and it ended stupid with Arya fucking killing him by herself.
Oh, I can't wait to see that again. I'm excited for that.
Oh God, you haven't got there yet.
I'm gonna get there, and it's. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Anywho, that's pretty much it.
I talked to fucking people about that though, and they're like, "What? You don't like Arya?" I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna get fucking smacked right now."
Yeah,
like that's really not the point, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, if I like Arya or not. Like, I like Wolverine. That doesn't mean he can beat fucking Thanos. You know? Like,
Matt, you ain't watched shit?
Nah, just
you played Monday more Dead by Daylight?
More Dead by Daylight. That's it.
You should find a new game, brother.
You should. SMD, brother.
I mean, you should also find a new game, brother.
I mean, maybe. Give me a Switch.
No, you should get something good.
The fucking new Metroid is coming out.
The Switch is dope as fuck. What are you talking about,
the
stupid?
The new Metroid's coming out. Because
you ain't never play it, homie.
Dude, the Switch is whack.
Let me get that Breath of Wild from you, dude.
Dude, I gave it to Talia. I gave her the whole Switch.
Hey, let me
that's how
that
whack
day.
It is. I spent what? $400, or actually over $400,
Why
on the start
would
of the
you
pandemic.
Give Talia Breath of Wild,
I gave her the whole fucking Switch.
That's dumb.
I was just like, "Do you want this? Because like, it's just gonna sit and collect dust in my place."
You're stupid.
That thing is stupid. Can't even play Dead
Why
by Daylight on it.
So
it
long?
Sucks.
Why?
It's like I got an iPhone so now, so now I can buy Binding of Isaac and take it with me everywhere I go.
You're dumb.
You're done.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Quick break. And then we'll be right back to talk about
Candyman.
I hear you look for Candyman, bitch.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Step up and say the line.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Oh, I got Candyman. Is it, though?
The tables have turned. I don't know what the next line is. I got to tell them
something.
Yeah.
Suck on this cock like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
When I pulled back my sheath.
What?
A foreskin for your lips, yeah. I know you got those face that cock for the...
He just started saying words at the end there. That was pretty
good. You got that face cock folded.
You got that face cock folded. Me.
Wow.
That's great.
There it is. Yeah. You got that face cock. There's your caption.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You got that face cock for me. There you go. There's your quote.
There's your caption.
Candyman is one word.
Face cock. Face cock is one word.
So this CrossFit gym. I have told you about this.
Yeah.
They fucking moved in across the alley from our fucking warehouse, and it's like fucking every day it's like, back off, I'll take you on.
Headstrong, I'll suck off anyone. Wait, did I only send that to Rhett?
I'll suck you off.
Did I send that to you?
No, you sent it to both of us.
Okay, dude, good.
I watched that.
And then, like,
dude,
they do
times.
This thing where they, like, set up, like, two, like, little stations, and they run between, like, point A to point B, and it's like, 10 feet between of them. And they're like, oh, 6.5. Yeah, yeah. Do it again. Oh, 6.7. Oh, speed
they're
it up, bro.
Stupid.
Fuck,
so
man.
Stupid.
I hate CrossFit.
Me too.
I mean, I hate working out in general.
I mean, I hate people. I hate CrossFit people more.
Yes.
Bones.
Oh, my gosh. Look what you've done.
The new fucking Taylor Swift song.
What I done?
Oh my gosh.
Look what you've gone and done. Look what you've gone and done.
Look what you've gone and done.
You fucking did it. That's tight. Wait, so do you want to go to wrestling on Friday?
What's the
same venue we went to just north of or just west of Gorilla Mall. Gorilla Mall.
I would like to go to a local event.
Well, I mean, there's tonight.
That is not.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Buck, buck, buck. Oh, goodness.
Oh. What's the caption, bro? Come on. Stupid.
B. There's a B.
There's a B.
Wasabi.
It's a little B. He got one. Yeah. That's like degrades any achievement, you know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking Olympic medal. It's like, I got one, yeah! I'm gonna have a Nobel Peace Prize.
Dude, there's still that Who's There podcast. Anybody listen to this bitch yet? Nope.
No.
Is she still doing episodes?
Probably.
One like one day ago.
You're fucking... He's fucking. That's funny.
Got her.
He's fucking like fucking. Now you're fucking.
What? That just made me want to watch Brain Candy.
Ooh. What?
We keep talking about doing that show.
Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy.
Yeah, like on a fucking Patreon episode.
Did we? Oh, I'm down.
That's pretty cool. I'm in.
There were only a couple of flipper babies.
Hey, Matthew.
You say, man, the show.
Guess what, dude?
What?
I guess we're back then.
Oh, tight.
Got one, yeah!
You know, it's cooled down in here. Like, I feel a lot more mellow.
It has not cooled down in here.
For me, it has. It's nice. I just got my gut hanging out.
We're freaking back.
You moved the fucking fan, and now I can't feel it.
That's cool, dude.
I'm cool, dude.
Can you tell these idiots about Patreon,
homie? Sure can, man. You know, podcasts, they're kind of like Candyman or Santa Claus or Bill Goldberg.
They only really
exist if people are talking about them and believe in them. And since nobody's talking about our fucking podcast, we need your help. Go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and help us get bigger. Because you give us your money, we give you a bunch of cool little fun stuff in return, and then like maybe you'll tell your friends, and then your friends will tell their friends, and they tell two people, and they tell two people, and then everybody listens to the Who Goes There podcast, and they believe in us like they believe in Santa Claus,
help us
and Candyman, and Bill Goldberg.
That's pretty cool. Hey, we've got two new Patreons this week.
That's true.
We've got the homie James Hernandez, who has joined the family, and back for the second time, I believe. Jacob, thank you very much.
JM Metal,
who's not JM Metal anymore. He's a Staroheart.
Yeah, well, not only that, he signed up for my own personal Patreon. Patreon.com/MattyDingDong.
Whoa.
Did we get Evan DeSantis last time?
We did. But I don't know what. Let's mention Evan DeSantis once again.
There we go.
In case we haven't.
Evan DeSantis, who was calling out Maddie's ass.
She wants that ass. They were trying to get me to put the news.
I'm not even sure that that person is a woman. So you don't.
I don't know. I think their picture is.
What do you mean you're not sure? She needs to be the one. You don't get to decide.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't. Huh. I'm not gendering that person
either.
Why does it matter that it matters?
The point is, they want my ass.
That was the big one. I'm trying to, you know, my real point is that
I know Maddie Ding Dong has got some, you know, Patreon shit going his direction. Uh-oh. But I also feel like some of his Patreon shit should come our direction.
Oh.
Like he should share the wealth a little bit.
I'll give you guys 10%, which is like $2.
I want my debit card. Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know where my debit card is, to be honest.
You know what? And we actually have a couple other people to thank. I don't know why we didn't do this at the beginning of the show, but longtime Patreon supporter and friend of these two idiots, Donovan, sent us a very nice care package in the mail.
He did.
Yes, there's some fucking sweet shirts that allow me to still be wearing clothing, but have my gut exposed because it's very hot.
Agreed. I'm with you.
And he also sent us some hot sauce. I don't know if it's his hot sauce or some other hot sauce.
It's the Buck Buck hot sauce.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
It's got this nice like afterburn to it. Yeah. And then I want to give a shout out to the This Is My Bourbon podcast. This is a podcast of a guy I met named Eric, who's a friend of my friend Tom and my other friend Chip. Small world. One's in Florida, one's in San Diego, one's in Kentucky. So they gave us a nice little shout out.
They did, man. I was, it warmed my otherwise fucking cynical heart a little bit to hear. These guys speak fondly of us. That's so nice. If you like bourbon, they're the podcast to check out.
I love bourbon.
No. Do you know they have zero alcohol bourbon?
Yeah, what's the fucking point?
I was posting that on the fucking Discord. The reason you say that...
It's like getting a non-fat latte with extra caramel. Why bother?
Do you know why you and I are asking the same question, Matt?
Because we're recovering alcoholics?
Because we don't drink, right? That's why we don't drink, because I do... Why would you drink non-alcoholic bourbon?
Anything. Why would you drink non-alcoholic?
Even if anything? I did drink, well, I would be like, then, why?
You know, someone's like, well, the taste, like...
As somebody who loves bourbon for the taste, in addition to it getting me fucked up...
I get that it's an acquired thing and that it's a very specific thing.
Yeah. But. I will say this. I bought some hopped ciders the other day, and it gave me the same... kind of like beer-y experience from not drinking beer, because I'm not drinking beer right now, which is a fucking nightmare.
It's literally like getting meth. Like, let me snort meth that doesn't get you high. Like, no, I'm going to snort the one that gets me high.
Exactly. I just call that salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, thank you to all those people. Thank you to Patreon.
Yeah.
If you can't drink regular bourbon,
Don't drink.
You shouldn't drink.
Drink exactly. Bang instead.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy. Drink Bang.
And then also to reiterate your point, like I think that your Twitch community has also like been really supportive of the podcast on top of everything else. So yeah, thank you to them as well. Yeah,
it's all overlap. Most of it's overlap.
Yeah, I think you're bringing in your own shit. I think you're bringing in your own shit.
I'm trying.
Proud of you, little homie.
Much I'm on there, 100 hours every month. Fucking A, bro. It's like a whole second job that I'm not getting paid for.
All righty, idiots. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched 2021's Candyman, directed by Nia DaCosta.
Candyman!
Starring... Yaha Abdul-Mateen, Tayona Paris, Nathan Stewart Jarrett, Coleman Domingo,
don't
Kyle
Kaminsky, dare talk shit
Vanessa
about
Williams.
Names.
Vanessa Williams, by the way, my God, is she still good looking
almost
after
30 years later. I didn't think she even really looked over 30.
The way she wagged her finger at me?
When she was like, when she's like, oh, that's my mom, I'm like, bitch, she's good looking. Brian King, Miriam Moss, Rebecca Spence, Carl Clemens Hopkins, Christina Clark, Michael Hargrove, Rodney L. Jones III, Heidi Grace Angerman, Irene Roach, Brianna Lind, Malik White, and Sarah Wisterman.
You know who I've heard of? None of those people.
What?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've heard of them now.
Yeah, there you go.
Anywho, Matthew.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the sequel of Candyman, brother?
I don't fucking know. I watched this movie...
What you mean, my little homie?
3-4 weeks ago. I didn't like it. I forgot everything about it. And then I watched the original Candyman last night. And then I watched the other one, the new one, today at 11:15 this morning. Mm-hmm. Look. I don't want to say... like, the movie sucks, because it doesn't. It's really, really well shot. Like, there's some really nice shots in this movie.
Agreed.
I liked the homages they paid to Candyman, but I think it's a little too heavy-handed in the message to make it enjoyable. I think a lot of the dialogue itself is clunky, and I don't like the overall direction they took where it's like Candyman is inside of us all. I like it as one entity.
But
that being said, do I like the movie? No, but I don't think it's bad.
Weird. Okay.
But I'm much more favorable on it having just watched the original.
And realizing it's not that good either.
Exactly.
Well, it's different because when the original is hokey, it's like stupid hokey. Like on our Patreon episode, we didn't even talk about him flying ass backwards out of the window.
We mentioned it. Yeah.
Okay. Ass, like that, ass first flying.
They had that kind of weird shit that was just so fun and it's so just dumb that you have to love it. The clunky and hokey parts in this, I'm just like, well, it's not fun. Like I don't enjoy it.
Okay.
Well, no, genocide is not fun, Matt.
I'm not talking about genocide.
Kind of.
Yes? Riggedy Rat, what'd you think?
I think not since Schindler's List.
As an
yeah, I saw that coming.
As an imperialist, what do you think?
As an imperialist?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
As a white nationalist.
Oh, I see. When you said imperialist, I'm thinking empiricist. So it's like only measurable things exist.
Wow. Okay.
So like...
As a solipsist, what do you think?
Wait. Oh. I'm sorry. Can you tell me what that thing is? The thing you just said?
Empiricist?
Yeah. What is that?
Empiricism is that things only exist if they're measurable.
I think I'm an empiricist, dude. I didn't know that was a thing.
But Matt, it makes no fucking sense. Your emotions aren't measurable.
I don't have
the
emotions.
The self is not measurable.
And they're measurable. They are measurable.
When you said I, that's not measurable.
Right.
It's right here.
See, it's all
you're
bullshit.
Dumb. See, you've already.
Okay. And only the eye comes up with a thing like empiricism. So, come on now.
What are you even talking about? Okay, anyway.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. We already got there. So, I have mixed feelings about the movie. I will agree right out of the fucking gate immediately, and I don't know anyone in there. I haven't seen anyone say it's not well shot.
Right. Every shot looks like a piece of art.
It's amazingly well fucking shot. Like, the opening credits, I don't want to do hyperbole, but... The opening credit sequence, how Nia DaCosta, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
She shot the city, and it was like going backwards, upside down, and it has the fog, so it's like the buildings are, you can't see the tops or the bottoms of them, so it's like in this fucking limbo, you know? Like, that is one of the, it's one of the best fucking opening sequences for a credit sequence I've seen in recent memory, at the very least. I was just really floored by that. I think it makes sense to remake Candyman right now, obviously. I think it had been 30 years, and I think Jordan Peele producing is a good choice. I was actually, my expectations were drastically lowered as soon as I found out he wasn't directing, because I heard he's just producing, and Antebellum, like, you know, was kind of a mess, even though it had some interesting stuff. It
was a bit of a mess, yeah.
But this is not a total mess. It's just, again, this goes, we did a Patreon-only episode for the original Candyman. I benefit, also I don't benefit from seeing both movies for the first time back to back within a couple months of each other. I hadn't seen Candyman the original to this year, and so I'm seeing this new one right next to it. So that gives me a certain kind of perspective that you might not have otherwise. I think it's a pretty fucking good companion piece to the original film.
Yeah.
I think it shows where we've come culturally, that in the original film, for Candyman, you still had a white female protagonist.
Yeah, I was going to mention that when we were talking about the first Candyman. I was like, it's a movie about African American culture without an African American like focus.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's very early 90s, and it shows, it's indicative of the situation it's talking about, and it's about fucking, that's cultural appropriation like in action, you know. But yeah. In this one, it's like, no, we can have a black film. Predominantly, that's Candyman. Like Candyman, like, you know, if you're gonna have a black slasher movie, like Candyman should be the one.
Yep.
Like that makes fucking sense. That was already worked out for you, you know. So yeah, I think it's got its work cut out for it. Tackling those issues with the modern topical stuff, and I think it mostly does a good job tackling those. I don't feel it's heavy-handed because, again, These are black people talking. The original movie did not have conversations where they talk shit about white people. But I hate to tell you, I'm pretty sure black people in their social circles probably do talk shit about white people. And I think that makes a fair amount of sense.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the theater like, oh, why are they talking bad about me? It's like, no, they're talking bad.
You're not all outraged about
no,
it.
No, they're talking bad about white people that are killing innocent black people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think what's the strongest thing about this movie is I think that it addresses the issue of black culture from the standpoint of people that deal with it, you know, from the day-to-day life.
Right.
Without ignoring the stuff inside of black culture that is toxic to itself.
And hypocritical. Well, exactly. Yeah, because they're in these gentrified areas.
Exactly.
And these, they're also, it doesn't just make fun of fucking white people. It makes fun of that, like you said. It makes fun of the income disparity thing. Like, they're still yuppies. Yuppies are yuppies.
Yep, yep, yep.
If they're materialistic, they're materialistic. Also, artists. It makes fun of artists and, like, the whole arts community. Like, they're fucking, like, you know. Here's the thing. Just because it does that, it's not brilliant to me. I'm like, it's like the bare minimum. Like, yeah, I'm glad that you recognize that it's not just, these people are hypocritical.
Well,
the artists are self-indulgent asses.
Only thing that I can kind of maybe give credit to is that, if you wanted to go too far into the concept, you may lose the majority of, like, because like the horror audience, I think is pretty adept to these concepts. It's not like, oh, like racial problems in horror films. It's not a new thing.
Sure.
So I don't think that you need to go like, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 layers deep to make the point. I think that it does just enough to make you see what's happening.
And gets broader after that.
Exactly. And that's what I appreciate about it.
I agree. I didn't feel like it was overdone with that. On the other hand, though, when it does go to the... Okay, so he's a painter, and he's trying to use that area, the projects that were in the original film, as his point of emphasis for his inspiration for his work. So that's an obvious parallel with what Nia DaCosta is trying to do with the original film. She's using the original film as her point of emphasis. So it becomes like a fucking metatextual thing right there. What he's doing for that area is what she's doing for the original movie. So
right.
It gets very, and it's like, I appreciate that in theory. What happens with me while I'm watching it is it begins to feel kind of like it's spinning its wheels. Because it's actually more about the first movie than its own movie. It's about like the other, it's about the old story. But this is a movie about stories. It's a story about stories. It's about why we have stories. Like, and what we need
yeah,
a Candyman
I, for. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, and even in those scenes where we're, you know, you're at the art gallery and he's, our main character is trying to get people to understand his art piece. And it's like, it's a mirror up to the film,
right?
And it's
the mirror motif is used a lot.
Yeah, and yeah. It's really interesting that I do think that the concept does fall a little bit short in that execution, but I think overall, I think I'm pretty pleased with it as a film.
With all that, I'm pleased with what I'm not. What I wasn't, I have to be. I don't love it, and it's because as a slasher film. Like, not that that's all Candyman was, but those things, those sequences were done well enough. But I'm not getting like the visceral connection to the kills and things like that.
Because this doesn't feel like a horror movie. This feels like a social commentary film with horror elements.
I'm not mad, but I just don't.
The other felt like a horror film with social commentary elements. Like, you know, as we said in the Patreon episode, I feel like the original, the social commentary was hinted at, you know, is subtle. You disagree, and somehow you don't think this one was heavy-handed. I thought I was being preached at for like 90 minutes, and I'm like, I didn't come here to be preached at. Like,
well, that's because.
But it's
because you're a cop. That's why
because I'm a cop.
Yeah, that's why you feel that way. I would too if I worked for the police. I would feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just kidding. Well, no, I didn't feel that way. I just feel like again. I feel like it's spinning. It feels to me like it starts spinning its wheels, and in the third act. Like, where this should either go off the rails or nail the landing, like, it doesn't do either. It doesn't go off the rails. It doesn't quite nail the landing.
Kind of a little middle of the road.
It's kind of middle of the road.
See, I feel like first act is pretty good. The second, I am not a fan of.
I don't want to go, I don't want to go too far down this road necessarily with you, but, like, do you feel that you're being lectured at because maybe that's the point?
No, no. Like, I think they're trying to be subtle, or not trying to be subtle, but they're trying to be clever in what they're doing. But to me, it just feels like they're beating us with it. It's like, okay, yes, we understand that this is the thing, but how many times are you just going to keep repeating yourself versus progressing the movie?
I don't want to go to like,
and a lot of the stuff too, you know, we talk about show, don't tell. A lot of it is just info dump after info dump after info dump, and I'm kind of just tired of hearing people talk, period, throughout this movie, because none of the dialogue feels natural. Like,
really,
I think none of the dialogue feels natural.
I didn't get that. I thought the lead was extremely good, honestly.
Except for that fucking beanie in the first like 10 minutes of this movie. I'm like, why are you wearing that beanie?
Because, dude, he's wearing this. Wear him now.
He's wearing this fucking beanie that is literally like hanging off the last like 5% of his skull. And I go, bro,
because he's an artiste.
Either take that shit off or put it on, motherfucker.
And High Waters with Chucks, they got him.
Got him. Cool.
We haven't talked about that on the fucking show. And I started noticing it last year.
High Waters with Chucks?
The High Waters came back. And have you seen it everywhere? Like, High Waters are the one for the youth.
I don't do High Waters, but I do pretty...
No, not you. Like 20-year-olds. It's High Waters.
No, I know, but I do pretty like high cuts with my Vans. I'm into that a little bit.
You've always been into that.
It's true. I am.
You just stayed with it, and now it's
back good again. Yeah, I'm waiting for Jenko's to make a comeback.
Like, we always.
I mean, didn't they? They made a little one.
Nah, they recently. They really haven't.
We need to go full fucking force. Tight fucking t-shirts and huge fucking pants, clown pants.
Hell yeah,
rolled up.
You can't even see your shoe.
Your fucking pants are all dirty from being like, scraped on the ground like all day long.
One pant leg is wider than a fucking skirt. Fucking. But, Candyman, bitch. One thing I didn't like was, okay, when you're speaking to info dumps, that jogged my memory. The guy, I can't believe, I don't, what's the name of the fucking area in the project?
Cabrini Greens.
There you go. The guy who's there and who they use for a lot of info dumps and who, it turns out he's kind of this caretaker of sorts for the mythos of Candyman, who's protecting it and like resurrecting it when it's necessary to do. That's an interesting idea to me because it's like, well, seriously, that's how religion works. That's what it's for. You know what I mean? It serves the same psychological function. Anyway, and scapegoats work like that in general. But I didn't like his delivery, and I don't know. He did
this weird lip waggly thing a bunch, where he kind of looked like he was like, whoop, 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 whoop. Like he was
whoop de woo, whoop de woo. You know what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh. Like when he's delivering his lines, he almost looked like he was shaking, and I don't know if that was like intentional, like it was supposed to be. There was an element of fear, like as he's talking about this, but like. It almost seemed like he had like a fidget.
I think so. I mean, because at that point, like the entity of Candyman is starting to sort of encompass his being, right? Which I kind of like in concept, like because I think this movie has addressed the thing about Candyman that I appreciate the most is that Candyman isn't a person. I think that the idea...
But in the original, he was.
No, hold on. I think that the idea of Candyman as a person, as a literal person...
Is less substantial
and less effective to me than as Candyman as a entity.
And I know most horror aficionados will disagree with... I agree with you.
Because
I didn't really care. People are... All of a sudden, they're like, Tony Todd was so good as the original. Like, shut the... Like, what? Like, you weren't fucking saying this for 30 years. Honestly,
this Sherman dude, I was loving this Sherman.
Yeah, dude, all that...
Expand on that, because I don't quite understand what you mean.
The idea that Candyman is not necessarily a single person is way more effective to me as an entity of hate and of abuse and all this stuff. So, like, Candyman isn't necessarily like a single person. Like it's not Matt Smith. Matt Smith is pointing out
consensus stuff too. Like that's how you have. It's the same idea being filled with different individuals.
Exactly. When he's talking about like, hey, it's not just Candyman. It's the whole goddamn hive. That's what I'm really latching onto is that like, yeah, the idea of Candyman's real cute, a fucking killer with a hook.
But we got plenty of that.
But we've got that, man. Yeah. We've got a whole movie of that. We've got
That's why we need monsters. We need monsters for our subconscious fears, and this is an extension of that, but it's topical.
I feel like the Candyman being everybody weakened the actual story because, like, originally Candyman is just this vessel of hatred. He didn't matter. He didn't care who he killed. He was unapologetic about it. But now he's kind of become, like, the savior of the hood, at the end of the movie, the woman who says his name literally says his name for protection, and then he shows up and murders all these cops. But up until this point, he's only murdered the people who have said his name. So they're instantly not following by their own rules. And so when it's one person who's just like this embodiment of hate, like now it's just anybody. And why is this guy Candyman now? That's what I don't get. And like, all this shit that's happening to his body, and is that just because Candyman touched him when he was a kid? Like, what? What significance does the fucking bee have?
Real quick,
before I forget, when you said entity, big problem with that shit, the fucking fake CG shit, when Candyman is killing them white girls in the bathroom and he's floating, like fucking floating, bro. And then when he gaffs that girl in her office and puts her up against the window. No, I'm just saying this shit, the CGI.
He flew ass first in the original movie.
When did he fly?
In the original movie, he flew ass first.
Yeah, come on, man.
He can fly.
That's just fun.
Let's not be a purist about Candyman.
No, what the fuck? See, I forgot he even flew, but seeing him fly, like,
any of you whore motherfuckers that are like, oh, seeing him he can't fly. He flies ass first.
And that's fine, but seeing him float in the bathroom, the CGI.
Who cares?
No, I do, because I'm guessing.
He flies ass first
out of
windows.
Will you let me finish my point, Alia, so I can fucking get this out? Jesus.
That's a projection right there, boy.
Is in the original when he flew ass backwards out through the window, that was probably a practical effect where they pulled him out on a bungee of some kind. This one
probably
they CGI floated him and it looked super corny. Just like when he gaffs that girl in her apartment and drags her along the window, it reminded me of that,
that fucking bath. That was awesome.
The shot of like the building was cool, but her like getting dragged, it reminded me of that bathtub scene in Terrified.
Which was also pretty neat.
No, it wasn't. Cool, we talked about how fucking corny that was
and how that one scene was fucking cool.
Okay, the actual thing was cool, but watching it made you laugh and almost turn it off.
I think you're...
With ass first flying
Here's
involved.
The thing,
the ass
man,
first flying is great.
I think it's hilarious.
That's right.
You're like disparaging of the Candyman entity, it's corny because he's floating.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying the floating looked bad is what I'm saying.
So then
that's
what's,
an issue
so
that
then
I
what's
had
the
with
point
that.
Of your criticism of the entity as a,
no, because you said you said the word entity and that reminded me of when he floated in the bathroom and that was a scene that
he got
both,
oh he got you there.
Both
dude.
Clearly, you've made a great point.
No, he said the word entity and it reminded me of like, you know, him floating.
Look,
I was
I'm not having an issue with that part.
We're just playing around.
I'm not gonna sit here and tell you like this movie has done it flawlessly. I think it's got its issues. I think that it's also got its in concept. It's got its problems. But I do think that the idea of Candyman as a person is fucked. I think that the idea of Candyman as an entity is the right way to go because there's always a Candyman. It's not that this guy, he got his hand chopped off because he was painting some fucking girl and he fell in love with her. Like, okay, great. Move on.
See,
okay.
But wait.
I like the idea.
Let me weigh in on that real quick because before I forget, whether or not you like that idea will depend how attached you are to the original.
I'm not.
Right. Well, I'm not attached at all. I just watched it this year.
Right.
So, and also I'm thinking more like, why do we have monsters? We have monsters so that we can project our subconscious fears on them.
Right, but they...
So, hold on. Hold on, motherfucker.
Okay. He's feisty today.
Wait.
I'm sober. It's the middle of the fucking day.
I'm sober.
I'm sober. I'm high as shit, but I'm sober.
No, I'm not even high. Like, that's the thing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Fuck. I lost my train of thought, you fuck.
Okay, good. So you were saying there's always a Candyman. There's always a Candyman anyway. The original one was from 1890. So over 100 years later, there's still a Candyman.
Okay, but
and the
that's
problem,
not the original one.
Wait,
though.
No. So the problem is the Candyman is the fear. It's the monster. Candyman doesn't become the fear. Like in the first movie, everyone is afraid of saying his name.
Okay.
Candyman is an entity that needs to be feared and, you know, people are on the hush.
So you're very attached to that idea in the first movie.
I'm not. I'm comparing and contrasting. And if you... These aren't two standalone movies. This is a continuation piece. So the lore of the original still at least holds a place in this one. And so I'm talking about the idea of Candyman.
I'm talking
about the idea of Candyman as a single person versus Candyman as several people. So there's always the monsters.
Oh, what happens?
And like, hold on. And in the original, there's the like suspense of, is she going crazy? Is Candyman a real thing? Like, what is all... But now it's like none of that is there.
That's been there since all the sequels they've done since then.
Well, I didn't bother watching those sequels because they're trash.
You can't fault this movie for that, though.
Well, like, but I can.
That's only in the first movie.
That's only in the first movie. And I'm not faulting the movie. I'm just arguing with George about why I think it's different.
But the thing is different. The thing is that it's not an argument, man, because here's the thing. If we're taking this film as a true sequel, which, sure, I'm in, then the lore is evolving.
Which
is okay, which is totally fine, man.
That's why there's different Candymen
and
there's different people being Candymen.
I understand.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
No. I like the idea of different people being the entity of Candyman because it accepts the idea that Candyman isn't some fucking Lord Fauntleroy from 1875 who's going to come out of the goddamn wall with a cock piece.
Okay. Well, and yet like, the very last shot of the movie, they show Tony Todd's Candyman.
Okay.
Exactly. okay, so then you should be okay with this.
No, because I'm like, well, what's the point? So there's just a bunch of Candyman's walking around. So the lore of Candy... No, like, what's
you've
the
got
point?
It.
It's like the lore, it cheapens Candyman. No, it's like, no, if everybody can be Candyman, nobody's Candyman. If everyone is special, no one's fucking special.
It's not everyone.
Like,
it's not everyone.
Oh, but he's saying anyone can be Candyman. Oh, really? Because at the end of the first one, that white bitch sure was a Candyman, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't be Candyman.
Oh, can't I?
No.
Oh, can you?
No.
Can
no,
my friend Rick, he's
no,
black, can he be Candyman?
Rick
is probably Candyman.
That movie came out in the early 90s. This goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. The early 90s, they needed a white woman to be in their movie about black people. Now we don't need to do that. Now we don't need to do that.
So now we put overly comical white people in our movies about black people.
What people are upset about is it took Candyman, a bad guy, and turned him into a vigilante.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Right. Well, that's what should happen, because they want to make it, instead of another fucking stereotype of the bad black man, he's a vigilante because he was killed wrongly. So they turned it into a supernatural vigilante. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
So I'm not that tied into him having to be a hateful black
guy.
No,
neither am I. I'm just saying I'm saying I like that idea better. I like that version of the film better.
I think there's
enough slasher movies.
I think that the idea of Candyman as a concept instead of a person is far more effective.
It's like Batman.
Like if exactly
Batman of the hood saving
what
evil.
The fuck? That's what's wrong with that.
If Candyman is able to sort of
Leprechaun in the hood.
If we're taking Candyman as like let's call him a demon. Let's call Candyman a demon.
Let's call him a demon.
I'd say he's more of a poltergeist.
If Candyman is able to go through the ages and affect people as he goes or as it goes, it's way more effective in concept than it's like, oh, it's this artist who was fucking wronged. And that's the concept that the first movie plays really heavily, because they don't get too far into the racial stuff in the first movie, like you said yourself earlier. So I do think, and I do appreciate, that this film does lean heavily into those concepts more, and it does. When you're talking about the ghetto, when you're talking about
this. I get it now, bro. It's like they're like, Clive Barker, thank you, gay white man, for starting this. We got this.
Yeah, it's totally
we'll finish this for you.
We'll
appropriate your shit because it was our shit in the first place.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad guy now. He's gonna kill these fucking racist cops, these murderers,
yeah,
with badges.
Okay, see, but then
that's dope.
Okay, but if we're talking about him killing the racist cops, then why
don't defend the racist cops?
No, I'm not. And like, you know, up until one point, I'm like, okay, he's only murdering white people. That's fine. And then he kills that one random black girl in her bed. What did she do? She just said his name. So my issue, I guess, is if he's killing the cops at the end, and it's like he's the vigilante, that's good. Why is he killing the innocents?
Well, because look at this, dude. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I think that in concept, I think Candyman is unbridled anger and unbridled terror. So
it's still a hateful, malevolent... It's still a malevolent force.
I don't think that this is the end for her. I don't think that she's like, oh, I got one over on these cops. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's the end for her. I think that she has to deal with Candyman until she dies.
Well, she has to deal with fucking the whole system until she dies. Because she's not going to be able to leave that area.
Oh, dude, she's not going to be able to leave the situation very well.
She's still fucked. No. She just got to survive that night, or got to get out that night of something, you know? I hate it when he does that.
I know, right? He's like, you two just carry on the conversation. I'm not going to add anything for a while.
To switch gears from that, I think we've explored. There's good exploration.
See, I wanted to make like one more point. Like, my thing is, like, with the lore, where it's Candyman can only really exist and thrive when people believe in him. That makes sense for a single being. Like, if you believe in Candyman, you believe in Candyman. If you believe in Santa Claus, you believe in Santa Claus. You don't believe in all of those fucking Salvation Army bell ringers that they're Santa Claus. So when you're building when you're building up this myth and this lore of Candyman, and then it's just like, oh no, it's just like every person in the hood who was wronged.
Well, okay. What immediately pops in my head there is, remember the guy who they wrongfully pegged as handing out the candy with fucking razor blades in it.
Right.
They believed it was him.
Right.
Because the myth is still there. So, again, it's not about the literal truth of the guy. It's about using it as a scapegoat to blame shit on. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean. It wasn't a guy anyway. Like, that was the wrong guy they killed. They killed the wrong fucking guy. So at that point, that feeds the entity of Candyman because it's another fucking innocent person who's been fucking killed. Do you get what I'm saying?
And exploited on top of that.
And exploited on top of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean. While we're talking about candy, though, there was another nitpicky thing that bothered me.
Oh, like, good.
When they're in the church and, like, the cops are showing up and he gets the two pieces of candy and he's like, you ready for the whatever? And he rips the wrapper off of one with his teeth. Uh-huh. There's a razor blade already in there. So how did he get the razor blade in there with the plastic on? Yeah, it seems a little weird.
It reminds me of...
it's a total nitpicky thing,
I'm reminded of the year 20-01.
I noticed it today, and he like rips the plastic off, and then I'm like, there's a razor in there. So either that came from the factory with a razor in it, or...
he has a shrink wrapper.
He like... no, because it was like, you know, the regular... or he like, yeah, put
or
the fucking
or
razor
in it. Or super glue.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I don't know. I think that was just a detail that got overlooked. I don't think that was intentional.
You sent me a meme like a few weeks ago, Jorge.
Jesus Christ.
No, you sent me one where it was about like how many likes something got or how popular something was. And mm-hmm. then fucking it was a cartoon character saying like, I got 80 billion followers and I don't even exist.
Yeah, it's the Mickey Mouse meme.
That's what this idea of Candyman, and see, like, Candyman? Like, fucking, it really shows the line between, like, art and the occult, because there's this concept called, I'll be brief, called an egregore, which is an occult concept representing a distinct non-physical entity that arises from a collective group of people's belief. So... any of this stuff that like is mark, that's how markets work. Meaning that's how the Nike swoosh works. People recognize it. There's this consensus belief that it has value, et cetera, et cetera. That's the Candyman thing. All these fucking cartoon characters, all mythology, Jesus Christ, all these things.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it doesn't have, as far as you know, I'm sorry, it's some physical reality right now, right? But it's believed in, and it's this egregore thing, like, because it has this collective belief thing. And I think, that's what I mean. I think the people who did Candyman this time around, besides that they said, thank you, Clive, we got it, they also had, they understood this. They understood this, that this is why fucking we have Candyman in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're I
it
mean,
can't just be fucking Tony
obviously
Todd
from like
with
a film,
bees.
Like a... like, right.
It's just lame.
From a filmmaking standpoint, this thing has it's knocking out of the fucking park. Like, this is her, I think, her second full-length film. And she's, like, you know, visually, these actors are also doing a... I know you said the dialogue didn't feel naturalistic to you, but... I kind of think that these are really authentic characters.
Dude, his mom was like the best one.
Yeah, she was great.
She was good.
I can't really fault any of that stuff. I think where the film does fail to me is that, like, obviously there are points where you're exploring these like artistic motifs, and that stuff to me is a bit of a letdown. Where he's got these, like, he's painting these things, and then you're spending 10, 15 minutes on him painting, and I'm like, okay, well, I fucking get it, man. Like,
you're... the variation in his painting abilities, too, like, throughout the movie. Like, the first stuff you see of his that's from, like, a few years ago with, like, all the... he loves painting hands for some reason. But, like, it's very, like, I don't know what the art style is, but it looks, you know, kind of like graffiti style. And then the one he does of the guy getting beat, like, is very cartoony and amateur and childish. And then suddenly he's in this, like, weird conceptual but, like, realistic portrait style. Like, I don't know how he, like, varies his style
so
much.
Obviously they're toying with the idea of the being or the entity of Candyman like affecting him, like there's things going on there that are beyond his control.
I think what he's saying though is it's a little too exaggerated.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, gosh, because again, I know you guys don't watch trailers that much, like I do as an idiot, and also you guys don't go to the theater as much as I have the last year
as an idiot.
Was fucking dope. So, but I saw this trailer like
like a dozen times seeing other movies. And so Sophia had, and I had it memorized.
Sophia.
There's two parts in the trailer that I was like, I cannot fucking wait to see why and how that's in the movie, because it looked horrible. One of them was when she's like, Candyman! Not in the movie.
Who? Okay, I was going to say, who was it? You keep doing that, and I have no idea exactly what that is.
The other one is, it shows him painting in the trailer, and he's like, oh, and I'm like, that can't fucking be in the final cut of the movie. And
but yet sure they enough, choose to put it in the trailer.
It wasn't in the fucking movie. I'm like, dude. So I've watched this trailer. I've gone back, and we watched it at night before we go to bed.
Yeah, as he is painting, so he goes, oh.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
In the trailer, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know.
I'm like, what? Why? How could that possibly be played straight in this movie?
Yeah,
because this looks like it's very serious.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was upset that wasn't in there.
I do think the playfulness of the original Candyman is completely lost on this new film.
Oh fuck yeah!
There's no playfulness, which I think is to its detriment. I think that with a little bit more kind of tongue in cheeky, kind of, you know, ass flying out of the window. Kind of stuff like
that's it good.
That shit is good.
It felt like a corny ass vampire movie, like a Dracula movie.
as a scab picker, I'm like, I'm watching this film and I'm like, oh fuck, that's a good one.
Okay. So yeah, I need all of that David Lynchian body horror explained to me.
What?
And also, do you think that they
Cronenberg?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, Lynch. Do you think that they like made it so Candyman is everyone just because they realized like, oh shit, it's been 30 years, we can't get Tony Todd to do it. We should have a way where we can swap out Candymans.
No, I think it's because all the reasons we said, and I said a few.
You don't think that's even a part of it.
No.
Even a part of it where it's like, oh yeah, well we can get another young up-and-coming actor.
The strength of Candyman is in the subtext and in the premise, not in Tony Todd.
Fuck no, that's Tony what I'm Todd. Saying. They realize that like they can't just use the same guy. If they want to do Candyman again in like 10 years, they might not be able to do this same kid that was Candyman this time.
Dude, the most effective things about Candyman in the first movie originally were not Tony Todd.
I mean, it kind of was.
No. No,
I disagree.
It was this suggestion that the baby had been killed. There was the dog's head being cut off.
Yeah, like who cut the head off? That's kind of the deal.
It was all of the stuff around it. Tony Todd is fucking goofy. A hook in your hand is fucking goofy.
I don't think he's goofy. That being said, I did like this guy. Like the guy that came through the wall. Like he was so good at being so creepy.
He's so menacing, man. Like, it's like that. When he's handing over the piece of candy and it's like, dude... Run.
Yeah. Run.
In fact, I like Tony Todd in Hellfest more than this film.
Whoa.
Wow, woof.
Just kidding.
That's something.
Psych! Psych! Yeah. Wait.
You know what, dude? I'm out on actors going to conventions and hawking fucking autographs for $50. I'm out.
Yeah. $50 on their pixelated 8x10. Yeah,
but,
fuck
but you
that.
Know what you say when you get one, right?
I'm looking at you, Barbara Frampton.
Well, no, what do you say?
You grab, you know, you get your $50 picture, and it's been like copied like 5,000 times.
Yeah.
It's all grainy.
Spent
like it's
two
from,
hours waiting
like
in
it's
line
from a dot matrix in 1994, mm-hmm. And fucking you get one, and you go, yeah, I got one, yeah.
So stupid. All right, well that's the Who Goes Our podcast for. Candyman, I highly recommend watching this movie in theaters. The soundtrack is really good. There's some visual shit that's happening that is worth going to the theater for.
Great visual stuff. I do look forward to seeing what she'll do next.
Visually. The visual stuff on the big screen, like that, yeah, that kind of can't be beat.
I agree.
I didn't notice anything sound-wise that was overwhelming, but like some of those shots, like, it's good.
Also, the guy who played William Burke, you video game fucking nerds will remember him as the narrator from... a few video games, so he's pretty fucking dope.
Who is William
like Mario
Burke?
Kart or
yeah, Mario Kart. He goes, Yahoo! Woohoo!
Who's William Burke?
William Burke, he's the laundromat owner.
Oh yeah. He's got one of them faces where it's like I've seen you in a bunch
and also,
of stuff.
And also
no
all of the like
yellow.
All of the paper, like the kabuki stuff.
Yep.
I think was brilliant.
No, the art direction was great. The theme, the thematic, the visual motifs were great. That fucking apartment of that critic was great where it had that curvature in the fucking hallway. The mirror scene.
Yeah, dude, when he was walking down that hall and it just kept, like, spiraling, like, that was good.
That was, like,
the staircase really that looked like an eyeball, like, dude, that was good. Or, like, yeah, like.
There was really good art.
All that shit. But I need to know about the body horror. How? Why?
Yes. We're not quite done yet, Jorge.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not?
Because even still at the end of it, he's like in this.
Did you push stop?
No.
He's in just like, he's got this 1,000-yard stare. He's there, but he's not actually there. He started getting these pock marks all over his body, which if you have that phobia, what is it? The holes?
Yeah, sure.
I thought you'd know it. Yeah, you know, that phobia with the holes in your body, like, that's really fucking weird. But why? Why?
I took them as externalizations of his consciousness shifting, which does, I mean, these things.
Okay, now, follow-up question. Do you think the vast majority of filmgoers pick up on that concept?
No, but do they pick up on why the Tony Todd is covered with bees?
Well, yes, because they literally say they smother him in honey and the bees sting him.
Yeah, but
so I'm wondering why this just...
So like, why is it covered with bees 150 years later?
It's not covered with bees. He gets stung and then it's like he's like fucking Spider-Man. He gets a radioactive bee and then his hand starts turning into a hive.
Not the bees!
Not the bees! Yeah. Wait, that's not that one. That's not how that goes.
Maybe he starts getting all those holes, dude, because now he's the hive.
Of what?
What do you think with the body horror stuff? Well, initially it's a sting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe on the one hand,
well, I think what they're trying to the concept they're getting to is that he's becoming the hive, right. Which I'm super into.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I get that. Does that make sense?
Got him.
So we have a physical thing that
it still doesn't make sense. I don't get why
it doesn't make sense. You just have to understand it as looks a concept.
Cool. I'm into that.
That was a great shot too, by the way, where it had the bee on the ground and it has the ants eating him.
Yeah, you know,
because it's like, oh, the bee, oh, the hive is these people, and then the ants are these people,
are white people,
are cops.
Yeah,
like you know, like they're fucking gonna go eat this fucking thing.
Wait, I was gonna say, cops eat dead bodies?
Yeah, well, they probably do.
What they do is they feed on the egregore. And keep making it and keep
I feel like I shouldn't watch movies.
What's the
anymore?
Poem from Fight Club when he talks about like the drones, blah 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 blah. Do you remember that shit? When he's printing out the poems and he's like, the queen is the slave or some shit like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember offhand.
God damn it.
And that's fucking, that sucks bad that I don't remember that, because I've seen that movie like 30 fucking times.
Yeah, me too, man.
Wow.
All right, anywho, that's Who Goes to Podcast for Candyman 2021. Two-thirds of the show says watch it. One-third says don't.
Watch it and, you know, temper your expectations if you fucking are... If you think the first one is some masterpiece that should never be tampered with, which yeah, I don't.
I don't, and I didn't say don't watch it. I just said I don't like it. It's not for me. Not every movie's for me. Most movies these days aren't for me. Apparently, if they're for Rhett, like...
Right, apparently, over my head.
Apparently.
What does that mean?
Fuck, I can't stop saying that.
I didn't love this movie.
Rhett, I mean,
when you find all this subtext, like,
Rhett, a movie, or for Matt, a movie that has any sort of, like, underlying idea is like, oh, it's a Rhett movie. It's like, what are you talking about,
it's
you
like, dipshit? Dude, like, hearing him talk about, like, this and The Night House, it's like... What? Like, my brain just does not work.
You do understand that was two of us having that conversation, right?
Right.
You dipshit. But
I mean, like, he left you out. I got one.
I got two.
No, the other thing is, too, look, Matt, my trick is this. Ignore the plot.
I mean, I can't. I have to fight so hard just to follow the plot.
I'm not worried about the plot, especially with fucking Candyman. There is no, like, okay, then they're going to kill them. My mind is open to... suggestion, and that's what I'm picking up. I'm trying to pick up what do they have this here for? Not like, oh, who's gonna die next? I don't. They're gonna fucking die.
All right, idiots. The next movie is Malignant.
Oh yeah.
No, I thought it was the Danzig Vampire Western.
Woo, we got both of those coming up soon.
Yeah, wait, which one is first? Because you got to watch.
Let's do Malignant because we know how to watch that.
Okay. HBO Max Malignant. Watch it now so you can. All right, hear it next. You
fucking idiots. We'll see you next week when we talk about Malignant.
Bye.
Bye, Sophia. Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and struggle.
try. I'll never get out of this world alive.